In agricultural news, media reports from the World Trade Organization headquarters in Geneva indicate that a WTO dispute panel has issued a preliminary ruling backing complaints filed by Canada and Mexico against mandatory U.S. country of origin labeling requirements for meats and perishable commodities. In a confidential interim report circulated last week to the parties, the three-member panel WTO reportedly accepted Canadian and Mexican arguments that U.S. cool requirements violated several provisions of the WTO's agreement on technical barriers to trade. The ruling had been anticipated for some time. The main question now is whether the U.S. will choose to appeal the decision. A group of senators representing four major livestock-producing states has introduced legislation that they say would ban unfair meat packer practices that negatively influence and impact independent ranchers and farmers. Their plan, if enacted, would be expected to supplant similar rules drafted by USDA's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration, which have generated opposition among some segments of the U.S. livestock and meat industries. The bill would require livestock marketing agreements to have a firm base price derived from an external source, call for future forward contracts for livestock to be traded in public markets where buyers and sellers can witness bids and make their own offers, exempt producer-owned cooperatives, packers with low volumes, and packers who own only one processing plant, and guarantee that trading is done in quantities that provide market access for both small and large livestock producers. USDA Deputy Secretary Kathleen Merrigan says get ready to accept USDA budget cuts and steps to make federal nutrition programs as efficient as possible. Yesterday, the House Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture laid out proposed cuts in agricultural and food programs for fiscal year 2012. Those include trimming $1.5 billion from child nutrition programs compared to last year's level, and a proposal to cut $832 million from the Women, Infants, and Children program. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.